WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It is 79 degrees already. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The longest tenured volunteer at the College Station Police Department is now in the American Police Hall of Fame. Chaplain Dr. Peter Tarlow received the Civilian Medal of Appreciation for his work with departments across the country in the area of tourism safety.
It indicates that together, civilians and police officers are trying to make sure our country is safe. And secondly, when there's been so many negative stories about the police, this is a real example of how we need to be working together rather than tearing each other apart. So to me, it was very meaningful and very moving.
Dr. Tarlow, who has been with the department for more than 25 years, says today's police officers do more than just hand out traffic tickets. They are the front line of America's security. College Station police made DWI arrests following two crashes yesterday morning. The first was during the midnight hour after an SUV struck the Ozona restaurant building. The driver, 24-year-old Leonardo Lopez of College Station, was out on bond from a DWI arrest in July of last year and two arrests this year for driving with an invalid license with a prior conviction. The second, which was reported shortly before 8 a.m., closed northbound lanes of the freeway near Fitch for about 2 hours. 21-year-old Carlos Baker of College Station was arrested after police say he made an unsafe lane change and his SUV struck a second SUV. The second SUV spun and came to a rest on the concrete barrier. No one was injured in either crash. A man calling College Station 911 saying he was in fear for his life told police he wanted to go to jail because someone was trying to kill him.
27-year-old Tridell Perry of Bryan remains in jail following his arrest for possessing a handgun as a convicted felon, which the arrest report noted was loaded, along with spitting at a group of officers who responded to the call Monday night outside Frankie's convenience store at Texas and Harvey Mitchell. Last weekend, Brazos County Sheriff's deputies responded to a disturbance at a home between Welburn and Milliken. When they arrived, an off-duty Fort Bend County deputy had his daughter in handcuffs. According to the arrest report, that's after the father found cocaine and marijuana in his daughter's backpack. Daughter said her father confronted her outside her grandparents' home after the father found a Snapchat photo she posted showing drugs. 17-year-old Riley Sayers of Waco is arrested for drug possession. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan Police has announced an arrest warrant has been issued following a shooting Monday night. 30-year-old Justin Keith Bird of Bryan is accused of shooting a man at the Baker Oaks Apartments at 29th and Baker. BPD has not announced what led to the shooting, where the victim remains hospitalized in stable condition, but Bird is considered armed and dangerous and should not be approached. The Bryan School District is auctioning rather than moving hundreds of desks, tables, and chairs from the former Stephen F. Austin Middle School and now closed Milam Elementary School. The online auction ends this afternoon at 1, and items have to be picked up by Saturday the 12th. The link to 7 pages of auction items is online at bryanisd.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It is 79 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
It's Messina Hoff Winery's 40th anniversary and Messina Hoff's Harvest Festival, and you're invited. Come celebrate with friends this fun-filled, unique experience at the award-winning Messina Hoff Winery. Participate in grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairing, specialty dinners, and more. Festivities kick off July 28th with events happening through August 19th. Visit MessinaHoff.com/harvest for a full schedule and ticket information. It's harvest time at Messina Hoff. Celebrate 40 years of winemaking excellence.
Hey, good morning. Right at 6:10, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Let's do weather, sponsored by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself, Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
We may be able to leave the sunglasses behind today. There's a lot of cloudiness covering the state. In fact, to our north, quite a bit of shower and thunderstorm activity. It's moving east, but slowly sinking towards the south. And that's why I think later today there could be some showers and storms here. Highs 85 to 90. Showers and storms are possible tonight, 70 to 75. Becoming partly sunny tomorrow with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Partial sun, the risk of a storm Friday, highs near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Bombers secured the sole possession of the top spot in the TCL standings with their win last night over the Generals. Meanwhile, both major league teams in Texas had bad nights as the Astros fell to the Rays and the Rangers dropped one to the Mariners. And Beyonce may want to buy the Rockets. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, she'll need some help. She probably can't do that all by herself.
Not all by herself, no.
But get like a...
Well, I mean, if anybody could, she probably could.
Seat in the owner's box.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'd say Tillman Fertitta probably could.
Yeah.
Since he's like that billionaire annoyed guy. Yeah, but that'd be fine. That's great. Have her, have her be the face of the Rockets.
And I bet they'd have some great like halftime performances.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And you could concerts.
You could have like Who Wants to Be a Star. You know? You could do that that whole thing. So anyhow, you're right. It is 78-79 right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I mean. We've been doing the weather that mentioned today for a long time. I mean, the last 4 or 5 days, we've always had the ability to say what the weather was going to be on Wednesday. Well, now all of a sudden you wake up this morning and there's a 70% chance of rain.
I know. And it does say a high near 88 in my weather forecast.
Yeah.
So it, even though it is warm right now, it's not going to get up into the 90s today, most likely.
And I understand Rob needs to come up with different ways to do the weather.
Yeah.
Especially when it's the same thing over and over. We do like Groundhog Day. Leave the sunglasses at home, no. Well, we really keep those around pretty much all the time here.
Yeah.
And then he said something about the risk of showers on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think risk is probably not the appropriate word because we're actually begging for showers.
Yeah.
And yeah, we don't want to mess up whatever you got planned, but nonetheless.
Risk implies something negative.
Use the rain. 50-50 chance of rain on Saturday, by the way. 40% on Friday, 50% on Saturday. So we got some stuff out there. There's a little bit of moisture. So let's hope so, because, you know, if you got to run the sprinkler, it costs money, and if you could stay away from that.
Yep.
So a British pub has apologized for turning away a group of priests after mistaking them for a rowdy bachelor party group.
Oh, boy.
I mean, how does that happen?
You know, priests, they look pretty rowdy.
As the story says, 7 priests walk into a bar.
Yeah.
Let's go. They were initially barred from the City Arms in Cardiff on Saturday, despite insisting that their clothes were not fancy dress. But the manager, who was, figuring there was a bachelor party on the way, thinks that the bachelors dressed up like priests just to get in.
Hey.
Not sure. Turns out that they went to the pub to celebrate the ordination of one of their group.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now, you know, priests want to knock a pint back or
They're allowed to
they
do
can
that.
Drink, yeah.
Priests allowed to, they were turned away by the doorman who said that they did not allow costumes or stag parties
in
the pub.
Okay.
Okay, there you are. Thinking those priests are going to be making trouble if they get in there.
Right, uh-huh. Yeah.
But in the meantime, while we're talking about weddings and such, apparently, authorities in one province in China think it is time for citizens to kind of, budget back on the big, fat Chinese weddings they have.
Oh, okay.
They plan to publicly shame residents who have lavish ceremonies for weddings.
Oh.
Now, what is this whole public shame thing?
Yeah, what is that?
We got fat shaming. We got water shaming in California.
And if they're spending money, that means it's probably good for the local economy.
That's right. But
they're
anyhow,
giving businesses business.
It is wedding shaming. They say that some locals are spending a lot of money.
Wait, so who's publicly shaming?
Well, I guess the leaders of the province,
the
provincial leaders, they are putting a cap of...
Party poopers.
Really, $4,465 cap on weddings.
What?
Yeah.
That's now, like for flowers here 4, in the 000? United States.
Yeah. And I don't know what that buys over there. But
right.
It does say also there's going to be a 6 limousine limit.
Okay.
Which is, that's pretty interesting.
Right.
Maybe they do the weddings differently over
maybe,
there.
Maybe, because I was going to say 4,000 is not a lot for a wedding here.
But six limousines would be a lot.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know.
Extravagance.
Limos are not a big deal.
Huh.
Anyhow.
Interesting.
What that does is it apparently blocks the road. They have wedding motorcades.
Okay.
And because the province...
Yeah, maybe they put their whole wedding party and family could, close, you know, the grandparents and the, you know, everybody in the limo.
And then do they, what, like tie those little cardboard containers with the metal handles on the back or whatever? That was probably insensitive. Anyway, because the province has some pretty low average income people, they say that they should be putting an end to the prosperity that is shown with a lavish wedding, because they don't want the poor people to feel
badly
about
it. It's a day to celebrate.
Right. Really?
If it's their money, they can do whatever they want with it.
Exactly. Yeah. And again, probably does boost the economy
a
little bit.
Absolutely.
Make them feel better.
Definitely a reason to celebrate.
Information.
But you see, that's communism after all.
Yeah.
You know, lowest common denominator, bring those people up so that everybody's equal. Okay.
Make sure everybody feels good.
Sure,
what if they just take some of their wedding money and make a donation?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But how's the limo guy going to feel?
Guy, he's out of business now.
What about the third and the fourth and the sixth limo guy?
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@BrianBroadcasting.com.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 617. Now, but, you know, the problem with the weddings there in China, a little bit different problem in U.S. America. Seems like there was a concealed carry problem at a wedding in Tennessee.
No.
A 25-year-old woman named Kate Pritchard of Murfreesboro got married this weekend to a 30-year-old guy named James Burton. After the wedding, Kate and James retreated to their motel room where they got in an argument.
Oh.
Apparently got so heated that Kate went ahead and pulled out her 9mm pistol.
Oh, my.
That she was packing under her wedding dress.
Hey, you never know.
And she pointed it at her new husband, pulled the trigger. Wasn't loaded. Yeah. She did put a bullet in it then and then fired a warning shot into the air.
Oh, my. They sound like the perfect couple.
She was arrested for domestic assault, aggravated domestic assault.
Yikes. I wonder what the fight was about.
Man, I'm telling you.
Sounds juicy.
Yeah.
My thought is it must have been a boil over from a previous confrontation.
I would think so. I would think so.
I don't think you get point to the point.
Or maybe he smashed cake in her face and she was not happy.
Could be that.
Or he's regretting marrying somebody so impulsive.
Well, or that too. All right. Take a penny, leave a penny day. You know what that means, I guess?
Yep.
It's a National Coloring Book Day.
Oh,
okay. I remember a year ago we were talking about this.
I know. You still see them, but...
Yep, grown-ups color some. Mm-hmm. It's, takes you back to your childhood.
Yeah, actually, maybe. You know, during Christmas time, my girlfriend had a bunch of grown-up, like, coloring books for Christmas time, and it was actually kind of nice to sit around with the family, you know, kind of... I was new to the group, and so it kind of, like, cut... tension, you know,
well,
as
but,
far as...
But is there the tension of being able to stay inside the lines?
Well, actually, you know, that can become part of the conversation piece, like, oh, I'm bad at this, ha, ha, ha.
But again, there are always people who want to use the Kleenex to rub the middle of it so that it's, softer right there.
Yes, blend it in.
Coloring. National Ice Cream Sandwich Day.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Choices are limited, right? I mean, you do either vanilla or, like, I know cookies and cream.
Yeah, but now they have those, like, cookie ice cream sandwiches where there's, like, cookies on either side. Those are yummy.
Yeah, who needs some stinking brown
cardboard thing on the outside?
Where you could have a real cookie. Mm-hmm. All right, you got that. And it's that's it. That's all we got as far as celebrating days are concerned. We got some birthdays to celebrate.
There are some birthdays. There aren't a whole lot, but there are some today. Like, for instance, I don't know who this person is, but Charlie X. CX is 25.
Oh my gosh, I love Charlie XCX.
Who is that? What's
She's a singer from London.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Okay. No, she okay. is a okay. singer from London, got and it. She just came out with a brand new single called Boys.
Okay, got it. Okay.
So there you go.
Thank you for being young and helping us with
no
that.
No problem.
Haley Eisenberg is 25. Now, you might not remember her, Chelsea, but Scott, you probably remember her as the little girl from the Pepsi commercials with the curly hair.
No.
You remember her? Oh, it was like in the 90s? No? Yeah, oh, yeah, she was in Bicentennial Man, and she's also Jesse Eisenberg's little sister. So.
Okay, well, good for her.
Edward Furlong is 40. He was the kid from Terminator 2.
The troubled actor, I believe. He's had rather a checkered career since he was that cute little kid in Terminator.
Indeed, indeed. And I haven't seen Edward Furlong and Kid Rock in the same room. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, that's possible.
Sam Worthington is 41. He's, of course, from Avatar, and then, of course, Clash of the Titans and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Jacinda Barrett is 45. She was in School for Scoundrels. She was the love interest there, and was recently she played John's wife in Bloodline on Netflix, which was an interesting show.
Live what?
Kevin Smith is 47. He's, of course, Silent Bob from the Clerks movies, and, of course, he made all those movies like Mallrats and Chasing Amy and Dogma and all that stuff. Mary Louise Parker is 53. Of course, she was Nancy on Weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Apollonia is 58. Of course, from Prince, she was from Purple Rain. She started with Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Butch Patrick is 64. Eddie Munster.
Yeah, a little else.
From the Munsters, yeah. Max Wright is 74. He played Willie Tanner on Alf.
Okay.
Who's the guy who was like, Alf, you can't eat the cat. And Garth Hudson, who played organ for the band, is 80 today.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is, but but also, now you mentioned just a minute ago, Bloodline, and Sam Shepard passed away last week. He was 73 years old.
Okay.
He was the guy who played the patriarch on Bloodline.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
Also was a Broadway writer, a playwright. He won a Pulitzer Prize, in fact. Was married to Jessica Lange for a while, and was also nominated for an Academy Award in The Right Stuff. Played Jaeger, the pilot. So anyhow, pretty amazing guy as far as his career is concerned. Anyhow, died at 73. They'll dim the lights on Broadway tonight for him.
Okay.
All right, there you go. It's 6:23.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, earlier this week, Rhino, Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake, he took to the liberal website Politico to bash President Donald Trump and his conservative supporters. In an op-ed, Flake accuses Trump of offering oversimplified answers to infinitely complex questions, but blames conservatives for his rise. He wrote, quote, "It was we conservatives who, upon Obama's election, stated that our number one priority was not advancing a conservative policy agenda, but making Obama one-term president." And he urged fellow Republicans to speak out if Trump plays to the base because he feels that it damages the Republican Party's ability to grow and speak to a larger audience. Okay, Jeff Flake, you have a 37% favorability rating in Arizona. Why don't you focus on doing your job and standing on your principles, because I don't really see you doing that.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time. You know, I recently gave my home a facelift. I did it the best, simplest, and most inexpensive way possible. Brand new blinds from Blinds.com. And you get free online design consultation. You also get free samples. And the best part is every order gets free shipping. And of course, at Blinds.com, their prices, they're unbeatable. Now through August the 21st, you're going to get huge site-wide savings plus an additional 5% on top of that just by using the promo code Hannity. Blinds.com, promo code Hannity for an additional 5% off their huge site-wide sale.
Hello, it's Toyota's national clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, I just wanted to make sure your clearance event is on because it's our last day of vacation and we're heading over right after.
Yes, it's on right now through September 5th. We've got great deals on the remaining 2017 models.
Perfect, because we've been waiting all summer.
Oh, this is crazy!
You know what's crazy? Our super low APR financing and incredible lease offers.
Oh, man. Hey, can I save on a Camry?
Yes, Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Tundra, and more.
Oh, this is the big one!
You're right. It's our biggest event of the year.
That was awesome.
Kind of like our national clearance event.
It's just not summer without Toyota's national clearance event, where you can save big on the remaining 2017 models. But this event won't last long. Hurry and get the Toyota you want today. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
We've all heard the saying, hindsight is 20/20, but just how good do you think your intuition is? Well, your intuition about your intuition may not be as good as you think. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Do you think you have good intuition? You can always tell what people really mean, and you can always pick up signs about things that are about to happen? Well, bad news. You don't really have good intuition about your intuition. A new study out of the University of Kent in England found that there was actually no connection between how good someone thought their intuition was and how good it actually turned out to be. People who thought they had good intuition performed just as well on the researchers' test as people who had no confidence about their ability to pick up on little signs and connections. So just because you think you know what's going on doesn't always mean you're right. I bet you didn't see that one coming, did you? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum proudly announces its newest exhibit, The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future, on display now through January 2018. Recordings of oral histories and original video narrative, hands-on educational activities, and a historic chuck wagon centerpiece are all included in this impressive new exhibit. Special thanks to our presidential sponsor, Capital Farm Credit, as well as Texas A&M Agriculture and Life Sciences, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Texas A&M AgriLife, and HEB. Visit bush41.org for more information.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Are you ready to go over the edge for United Way? Join us September 7th for the adventure of a lifetime. Over the Edge provides the first 92 participants the opportunity to rappel 110 feet from the roof of the College Station Hilton once they've raised $1,000 to benefit the United Way of the Brazos Valley. Register at OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.org. Create your personal team or fundraising page and tell your story. Share your page with your friends, family, and coworkers and let the fundraising begin. Spaces are going fast. Visit OverTheEdgeBrazosValley.org for more.
Hey, good morning, 628, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Weather brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore, 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Look for a high temperature today, around 86 degrees. We're already pretty close to that now. But they're telling us that we've got a chance of showers at about 70%. Some could produce heavy rain. Otherwise, cloudy skies, and that'll keep the temps down a little bit. 40% chance of rain tonight with a low of 73. then we probably won't make 90 on Thursday. A little bit of a change on Friday. We'll get to 96, but the chance of rain increases there to 40%. We've got a 50-50 chance of rain on Saturday. So we'll see how all that stuff happens. We do have calm winds right now. That's the other thing is the winds. We're going to have winds out of the north later on Thursday and Friday, so that'll help a little. Right now, winds are calm. 79% relative humidity at fair skies, and we've got 79 degrees.
Scattered shower and thunderstorm activity covers the northern half of the state.
No. This.
Jennifer Kashinko with your money now. Crude oil down 12 cents at $49.04 a barrel, weighed down by rising U.S. fuel inventories and ongoing high OPEC supplies. The American Petroleum Institute says U.S. crude stocks rose by 1.8 million barrels in the week ended July 28th, denting hopes that recent inventory draws were a sign of a tightening U.S. market. South Carolina legislators are calling for an overhaul in the review of utility projects following the abandonment of two nuclear reactors residents have been funding since 2009. A bipartisan group of legislators today will announce the creation of an energy caucus. The project's owners, SCE&G and state-owned Santee Cooper, decided Monday to end construction following the bankruptcy filing of its main contractor. The project accounts for 18% of SCE&G and more than 8% of Santee Cooper's residential electric bills. On Wall Street, futures indicating a higher open this morning. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 79 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A crash that closed the freeway in College Station for 2 hours yesterday morning led to a DWI arrest. 21-year-old Carlos Baker of College Station is accused of making an unsafe lane change while heading north on the freeway near Fitch. Baker's SUV struck a second SUV, causing the second vehicle to spin and come to a rest on a concrete barrier. No one was injured. For the second time in 12 months, a College Station man has been arrested for drunk driving with one prior conviction. 24-year-old Leonardo Lopez is accused of being under the influence when he drove his SUV into the Ozona restaurant the night before last. No one was injured. According to online records, Lopez is scheduled to appear in court next month from a DWI arrest in July of last year. And according to online records, Lopez was arrested last month and last March for driving with an invalid license with a prior conviction. Our Bryan man is arrested for the second time in less than 2 months for drunk driving. DPS reported this followed a crash on a Highway 6 frontage road north of Bryan. According to the arrest report, one of the drivers said he knew he was going to jail. That happened after breath tests indicated an alcohol level of more than 2 times the legal limit. 46-year-old Thomas Payton, who was out of jail on bond, was on another bond following a June 23rd DWI arrest by Bryan police. According to online court records, Payton has one prior DWI conviction, which took place 20 years ago. A man calling College Station 911 saying he was in fear for his life. He told police he wanted to go to jail because someone was trying to kill him.
27-year-old Tridell Perry of Bryan remains in jail following his arrest for possessing a handgun as a convicted felon, which the arrest report noted was loaded, along with spitting at a group of officers who responded to the call Monday night outside Frankie's convenience store at Texas and Harvey Mitchell. Last weekend, Brazos County Sheriff's deputies responded to a disturbance at a home between Welburn and Milliken. When they arrived, an off-duty Fort Bend County deputy had his daughter in handcuffs. According to the arrest report, that's after the father found cocaine and marijuana in his daughter's backpack. Daughter said her father confronted her outside her grandparents' home after the father found a Snapchat photo she posted showing drugs. 17-year-old Riley Sayers of Waco is arrested for drug possession. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
What led up to a shooting at a Bryan apartment complex Monday night remains unknown, but police has announced an arrest warrant has been issued for the suspect. 30-year-old Justin Keith Bird is considered by BPD to be armed and dangerous and should not be approached. The victim of the shooting at the Baker Oaks Apartments at 29th and Baker remains hospitalized in stable condition. A local volunteer for the College Station Police Department has been recognized for his work across the country. Dr. Peter Tarlow has volunteered as a CSPD chaplain longer than anyone can actually remember.
We definitely know it's more than 25 years, and we think it's 29 years, but we didn't write it down.
A recognized expert in the area of tourism safety, Dr. Tarlow was recently awarded the Civilian Medal of Appreciation by the National Awards Program of the American Police Hall of Fame for his work with police departments across the country.
Police and tourism, which is a big issue of terrorism, are really the front lines of taking care of America. And so both as the chaplain here, as one of the chaplains, and working with police departments and training them to keep hotels and travel and safe. It means a lot.
In addition to his duties as chaplain, Dr. Tarlow helped create the College Station Tourism and Entertainment Police Unit in 2013, which patrols the entertainment and tourism sections of the city, predominantly on bicycles. Waco police kill a man accused of trying to kill one of their officers.
Police say the officer was trying to serve a drug warrant when the suspect hit him with his SUV and pinned him under the vehicle. Waco Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton says,
there's an individual that made a choice this morning to intentionally try to run over a Waco police officer. That is an attempted capital murder. His hostile actions brought gunfire on himself.
Officers were able to lift the SUV and rush the officer to the hospital where he underwent surgery. He's in critical but stable condition. Austin York, TSN News.
Both chambers of the state legislature supports reducing the cost of health insurance to retired teachers. The difference is the source of funding, $212 million, to pick up what retirees covered by TRS would otherwise pay in increased premiums and deductibles. House Bill 20 takes money from the Rainy Day Fund. The author of the bill is Trent Ashby, whose district includes Madison and Leon counties. Supporters include John Rainey of Bryan, Kyle Cassell of College Station, and Leighton Schubert of Caldwell. Senate Bill 19 funds the relief from unspent money in the state's general fund. Supporters include Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner and Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 79 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chisaintjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@BryanBroadcasting.com.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Scattered shower and thunderstorm activity covers the northern half of the state this morning. We'll keep an eye on it as it tries to drift towards the south today. Some showers and storms are possible later on, 85 to 90. Showers and thunderstorms are a possibility into tonight, 70 to 75. Turning partly sunny tomorrow, the risk of an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon, 90 to 95. Friday, we'll have partial sun, a few showers and thunderstorms possible late in the day, highs around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, interim head coach Brett Thornell weighs in on how the Bombers went over with the Generals last night at Nutrabolt. Meanwhile, the Rangers couldn't hold off the Mariners while the Astros fell to the Rays in Houston. And in the NFL, as training camp begins, Tom Brady is already number one in merchandise sales. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So that'd be surprising. You know, think about it, merchandise. They're both in the business of that. She wears merchandise, right?
Uh-huh.
And then the merchandise that he wears, they make money off of that. Man,
good point.
What a deal.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's not a bad thing at all. So Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I think is
yes.
her name. She's the press secretary, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
She pretty much was all over the media yesterday. Which is interesting because they come up with the strangest things that they want to talk about, the media, like they try to drive.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the lead story that I have this morning is President Trump apparently doesn't have a high opinion of the White House, the structure.
Okay.
They had to go to Sports Illustrated. Because after all, Sports Illustrated is always covering what's going on inside the Beltway.
Yeah, right, the absolutely. Authority on politics, right. Mm-hmm.
Sports Illustrated reports that he told members at his New Jersey golf club that the presidential residence, quote, is a real dump, end quote. Okay. Golf.com, again, the political voice of America, wrote that the president often at his most unguarded among people who pay for the proximity to be with him. So he's sitting around. He's in the 19th hole, okay? He's knocking back water because he doesn't drink alcohol. And he's just telling them, look, I've lived in nicer places.
Yeah.
Now, he's not saying anything. Anyway.
It doesn't mean anything other than that.
But again, that's the thing that they decide they want to glom onto today.
Of course.
So, Sarah got angry yesterday and basically just told those boys and girls in the media, why don't you go ahead and cover what you're supposed to cover?
Exactly.
See, if you'll do that, then that'd be fine. But they somehow, some way decide that they always want to talk. Well, let's see. She talked about Donald Jr. Here, we'll play a little Sarah this morning about Donald Jr.
The statement that was issued was true, and there were no inaccuracies in the statement. I think what the bigger question is, everybody wants to try to make this some story about misleading. The only thing I see misleading is a year's worth of stories that have been fueling a false narrative about this Russia collusion.
But it's,
yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, and that's, I guess, that's a whole fake existence, right?
No,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, so fake. Did we have any tweets? I forgot to
check. Do. We do have a couple of tweets.
Cool. What do we got? All right.
So yesterday he tweeted, stock market could hit all-time high again. Yep. 22,000 today. Was 18,000 only 6 months ago on election day. Mainstream media seldom mentioned.
You know, that is so true. Again,
yeah.
It's going to make 22,000 probably this week.
Yeah.
Right.
And how come we're not hearing about it?
And, yeah. Well, if you follow him on Twitter, you'll know.
You're hearing about it.
And so then the next one was a quote. It said, corporations have never made as much money as they're making now, mm-hmm. unquote. Thank you, Stuart Varney of Fox and Friends. Jobs are starting to roar.
Fox and Friends once again.
Of course. And then this one's fantastic. His final tweet yesterday. Only the fake news media and Trump enemies want me to stop using social media. 110 million people, only way for me to get the truth out.
Well, and again, that would, you know, I was talking to Ben the other day about that.
Mm-hmm.
If he actually broke a news story over Twitter, I mean, how would that change the world?
Oh, yeah.
And again, I don't know, like if he decided he wanted to take some sort of military action against some country and he decides to tweet that out. Now, that'd be a little different. But, again, there's a segment of the population who enjoys that.
Right.
They like like the way that he does things. Yep. Anyway. Yep. All right, in the meantime, then there's the healthcare thing. So let me see. Here's what's going on in healthcare.
Republican senators like John Thune of South Dakota say in terms of passing a healthcare reform bill, they have a simple math problem. 49 yes votes is not enough.
We can't finish healthcare until we have 50 votes for something.
President Trump has threatened to end government payments to insurance companies to push senators to pass a healthcare bill. It's about $8 billion in cost-sharing reduction subsidies the feds pay to help lower-income Americans. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer fired back at the president on that issue.
He can make the payments as the law requires and needs, or he can sabotage our health care system and impose a Trump premium tax.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
All right, there you go. Yesterday, Texas is in the news, of course, for all the reasons we don't want to be. They were protesting the bathroom bill one more time. So let me see. I got a story on that.
A week following the Texas State Senate's vote to require transgender bathroom use on the basis of gender at birth, religious leaders spoke out, calling the legislation hateful. The bill faces a vote in the Texas State House where previous legislation failed. Imam Mufti Muhammad Umair Ismail appealed to the state's leaders to reverse course.
I call upon the governor of Texas and the legislature. Enough is enough. Enough of the transphobia.
The Texas bill is similar to the controversial North Carolina law that led to boycotts before it was repealed a year later. Supporters say the bill promotes privacy and safety. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Transphobia? Is that the new word now?
Transphobia.
Okay. So, you know, we think we've got, we've pretty much figured out how many genders there are, haven't we? Or have we?
I don't think so.
Well, this is what's going on in Princeton.
Okay. The Ivy League School's Student Services Interface, which is known as Tiger Hub, listed the terms available to students, which among them include genderqueer, gender nonconforming, transgender, man, woman, or other. Students can choose to be both male and female, too, if they want to. But it's not just Princeton doing this. Over 50 colleges across the country are allowing students to choose their gender without documentation or medical intervention. John Saucier, Fox News.
So there's that.
Yeah.
So I can be a man and a woman.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got six choices. There's six choices, but this part.
Without documentation or medical intervention.
How does that work?
So everyone just picks.
You just say what you are, and that's what you are.
It's how you feel again today. Now, can you go in and change it online? Because, you know,
probably
by Tuesday of next
week. It's
like
your Facebook status. You can change it every 2 minutes
exactly.
If you wanted to.
You may decide that you're a little bit different than what you wrote down then.
Yeah. I'm trying not to be insensitive to people who are going through this, but that just seems, I don't understand it. It's very confusing to both the people who have to choose and the people who need to know if they have male men or women in their classes or people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The whole interaction of people.
Right.
Because you might end up asking an inappropriate question to somebody because you're not sure
Did you assume my gender?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And again, and these are people who are.
I didn't even understand like the first couple of terms that he listed off.
This is like 18 to 23 year olds. Okay. So, you know, old enough that they have been through some things that maybe caused them to want to question, but why would you give them six options? And how can you be both?
I don't even know what I want for breakfast in the morning sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine making the decision of what sex I am.
Yeah, and then knowing, I guess, that you can change it, but again, without any kind of documentation or medical intervention. Yeah, and again, 50 schools apparently do it.
Wow.
647.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
You could probably make a very serviceable landscape using nothing more than trees, shrubs, flowers, and turf grass. Somehow, however, you'd be missing the real point of it all. Landscapes are pictures you paint, and the plants are just one color of paint. I'll be back with details of art forms in the landscape right after this message. It seems like these days that temporary storage facilities are on every street corner. But let's do some math. For what you're paying in yearly costs for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. Mueller Backyard Building Kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design, and they're priced right. Mueller kits come in a variety of sizes with more than 30 colors to choose from, adding style to your storage space. If you need a larger solution, Mueller's pre-engineered standard series storage buildings can accommodate almost any need. Whether it's a smaller space for a lawnmower, a place for cars, boats, or even an RV, you can have peace of mind that a Mueller metal building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Mueller, made in America and made to last. The real finishing touches of any fine landscape will come from the decorative touches you put into it. Those are parts of you. They're your hand at work, making your world a more beautiful place. Let's look at those art forms. Let's make a list of some of your options. First and most prominent non-living part of any landscape would be the hard surfaces. Whether it's sidewalks and patios or fences and walls, those are the backbone of the entire design. They function with the major shade trees, large shrubs, and turf grass to define what it is you're trying to achieve. You really need to consider your choices carefully, not only because of their impact, but also because of their expense and permanence. For example, would it be worth the extra money to redo an ugly old concrete patio with brick or concrete pavers or flagstone? Would you prefer a handsome wrought iron fence to rustic red cedar? If you would, would you be willing to pay that difference? Is the look worth the difference? Don't find yourself hating a decision years down the road just because you didn't spend the extra cash up front or the extra time in planning. Pots are another major form of garden art, especially the large architectural pots that we find in nurseries and garden centers today. There are beautiful pots out there, and each can make its own particular statement in your garden. Fountains and water gardens are another great way to add architectural interest to your plantings. There's something especially soothing about the sound of rushing water, especially when it's 100 degrees or warmer outside. However, to look their best in your landscape, these watercourses need to look natural, like they belong to their surroundings. Plan carefully. Keep things as simple as possible. Maybe use one of those beautiful glazed decorative pots, the great big urns, and you make a recycling water feature out of that. Sundials are the perfect form of garden art, at least at my home. They have style, they have function, there are dozens of wonderful designs, but choose one with grace and beauty, one that can age with your gardens. I collect sundials. I have about 15 or 20. I live in a shade forest, and I have sundials. Go figure. I love sundials in the landscape. You may also encounter other antique art pieces. Sections of old garden fences, even gates, can be the perfect backdrop to a small patio garden. You'll find wrought iron fencing that dates back 100 years or longer. England has always been a source of richly wonderful antiques, and I have English chimney pots. You even find reproduction chimney pots now. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look them up online. They're beautiful in the landscape. I'm Neil Sperry. I'll help you pick the right plant food in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening. And happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, out at Nutribolt, the final matchup of the season between the Brazos Valley Bombers and the Victoria Generals didn't disappoint, as the Bombers surged in the 10th inning to beat Victoria 3-2 and secure sole possession of the number one spot in the TCL standings. Here's interim head coach Brett Thornell on what propelled the team to a win.
Getting guys on, we finally got some guys on where we could do some stuff. We could bunt, hit and run, all those things, get guys moving, really. And then, you know, Calabweed comes up big in the bottom of the 10th with a big, big double. Wish it would have stayed in the yard, you know, would have had to walk off double, but, you know, that happens.
Chase Calabweed was the Nutribolt player of the game. The Bombers take the field again on Friday as they face the Acadiana Cane Cutters at Nutribolt. First pitch will be at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the action on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
Cola Mays 1-0. And that's grounded left side, right at Echevarria. Shortstop up with it, throws across in time, and that is the ball game. Houston Astros fall for the third time in their last four games as the Rays even this series at a game apiece, beating the Astros by a final of 6-4.
Evan Longoria became the second Tampa Bay player to hit for the cycle and drove in three runs to lead the Rays over the Houston Astros 6-4 last night. He was a double shy when he came to the plate with two outs in the ninth inning and laced a laser to left field. Longoria dashed to second base and slid in to avoid the tag of Jose Altuve. He was initially ruled out, but the call was overturned after a crew chief review. Game three with the Rays is tonight in Houston. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 p.m. In Arlington, Robinson Cano doubled twice and drove in three runs as the Seattle Mariners beat the Texas Rangers 8-7. Here's Skip Jeff Banister on his biggest concern with four losses in a row.
Well, we've been swinging the bat. That's obviously the offense seems like it's in play. We continue to swing the bats well. Defense is obviously has to, we've got to shore that up.
Nelson Cruz homered and Leonis Martin had two hits and two RBIs for Seattle. The Rangers look to avoid a five-game skid when they face the Mariners tonight in Arlington. First pitch for that one scheduled for 7:05 p.m. and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the Dodgers say Yu Darvish will make his team debut Friday against the Mets in New York. The four-time All-Star was acquired from the Rangers for three prospects just before Monday's non-waiver trade deadline. Manager Dave Roberts said Darvish will join the team today and throw a bullpen session. In the NFL, training camps have been open for less than a week, and Tom Brady is already on top of the league once again. The Patriots superstar quarterback ranks number one in merchandise sales in a list compiled by the NFL Players Union. Colin Kaepernick came in at 39th on the list, the only player in the top 50 who's not on a team. In the NBA, according to Scott Soschnick of Bloomberg, Beyonce is considering buying a partial stake of the recently for sale Houston Rockets. The 35-year-old Houston native's schedule would likely preclude her from being too involved with the team. Rockets owner Leslie Alexander announced he was putting the team up for sale in July, and according to Soschnick, the price could exceed the record $2 billion Steve Ballmer paid for the Los Angeles Clippers in 2014. Alexander bought the Rockets for $85 million in 1993. And out on the links, with just over a month remaining to qualify for the President's Cup, this is shaping up as a new American team. Charlie Hoffman's playoff loss in the Canadian Open moved him to number 10 in the standings, giving the Americans five players in the top 10 who have never played in a Ryder Cup or President's Cup. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com. Today.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's a couple of minutes till. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So we mentioned yesterday how stupid it is that Los Angeles is going to be hosting the 2028 Summer Olympics, even though they haven't officially announced yet that Paris is going to do the 2024 Olympics. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of interesting because it was a year ago today that we basically were getting the bad news about what it was going to be like in Rio.
Right.
And it was actually 2 years ago that they actually announced a directive that they were going to have problems. I mean, 2 years ago, in 2015,
they knew were telling us quite a bit ahead of time
that this was going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. And on top of that, I don't know if we remember that there was no Pokemon Go there either.
Yeah.
Because the city, well, the smartphone app had not been rolled out in Brazil in time for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. So my hope is whatever the viral game is by the time the 2028 Olympics come along,
LA needs to be ahead of the times.
Los Angeles will be ahead of the curve when it comes to that. But nonetheless, it's truly amazing that they would agree to spend that kind of money. It's almost like spending how many billion dollars for the Rockets? How many billion?
Yeah, it was like $2 billion.
Wow.
Yeah.
But he made a pretty good investment when he bought them years ago. I mean, it was $83 million?
Yeah.
See, the rich know how to make money, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's
the
reason. That's why they're rich.
That's it. Hey, we've got a 70% chance of rain. Not like it's going to or anything, but it's supposed to make us feel good. High today will be 86. We will have a lot of clouds. 73 for a low temperature tonight, and we got 79 right now, okay? First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW. College Station Bryan at 7 o'clock.